Manu Patra alerts dated 2 January 2020. Delhi High Court has stayed police's move to ban all types of hookers and clarified that those without tobacco or nicotine, herbal, are not completely prohibited. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to submit details with regard to efforts to include private hospitals and diagnostic centres in tackling the impending swine flu threat, which lurks dangerously in winter. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has quashed the Detention Under Public Safety Act, 1978 of the National Conference Youth President from South Kashmir, and directed the authorities to release him from jail. Guwahati High Court has ordered the eviction of non-tribals and others who are not eligible to hold possession of land in the tribal belts and blocks of Assam. The court passed the order in response to a public interest litigation filed by Pradyut Kumar Bora. He sought the court's intervention to protect tribal belts and blocks from illegal occupation by non-tribals and others. Telangana High Court has given interim relief to Kavi Stockbroking against ICICI Bank's plea for initiating debt recovery proceedings against the broking house. The court observed that debt recovery tribunal's order was ex parte and prejudicial to the broking house, thereby granting interim suspension of the order. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has withdrawn a controversial invitation to job applicants from outside the erstwhile J&K state, now carved into two union territories after its special status was scrapped in August. Special court has permitted a consortium of 15 banks led by the State Bank of India to utilize movable assets of former liquor baron Vijay Mallya towards repayment of his debt. Reserve Bank of India has released the final guidelines for setting up a board of management for such banks. According to the guidelines, UCBs with deposits of 100 crore rupees and more will constitute the BOM, which will be a necessary requirement for opening new branches. Reserve Bank of India has extended the availability of relaxed terms for securitization transactions or sale of assets by non-bank lenders to banks to the 30th of June, 2020. The dispensation was earlier set to expire on the 31st of December, 2019. The rules for securitization transactions were first relaxed on the 29th of November, 2018. Reserve Bank of India has launched a mobile app to identify currency notes. The visually challenged can identify the denomination of a note by using the application, which can also work offline once it is installed. National Companies Law Tribunal has rejected the Sun Pharmaceutical Industries' plan to demerge an overseas unit. The company's plan to consolidate the holding structure for Sun Pharma's overseas, direct or indirect wholly owned subsidiaries has been put on hold. National Companies Law Tribunal has dissolved Orchid Healthcare Private Limited, promoter entity of Orchid Pharma, saying that here there are no assets and a corporate insolvency resolution process would only increase cash outflow without benefits. Central Bureau of Investigation Court has rejected Sheena Bora murder accused Indrani Mukherjee's plea for bail on health grounds, observing that she had drafted her bail application and enumerated several grounds in support of her contention, indicating that she was mentally fit despite her medical ailments. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has cancelled invoking of pledge and transfer of shares of Reliance General Insurance by the trustees as null and void. The authority observed that its prior approval was not taken for the transfer and enforcement of pledge, so it was in violation of applicable provisions of law. Delhi court has demanded to see CCTV footage of the Daryaganj protests before taking its final stance on the bail plea of the 15 accused. The court said there was a probability of examining the exact roles of the accused in the protests and posted the matter for the 7th of January. Lahore High Court has returned Pakistan's former military dictator general, retired Pervez Musharraf's application challenging his death sentence in high treason case, citing the unavailability of the bench due to winter vacations.